Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Safe Space with Kim and Croy, where we share positive advice, relationship tips, and plays from our own personal parenting playbook at the Bierman House. All right, Croy. I'm so glad this did not happen to you and I, babe.
We received an email from a wonderful person. We're going to hit the highlights here. All right. They are 47 and married, and they've been divorced two times. I promised, when I say I, it's the individual, would live alone forever and never have the ability to love and trust again because, I guess, of the two divorces. Well, I met the most amazing human in the world, and I'm in love. We have been dating for 3 years now and are engaged. Oh, I'm sorry. So she's not currently married. I misunderstood that. So she's married and divorced two times. So
yeah.
She's been divorced two times, and she's single now. So, and she's thought she's wanted to be single, okay? So my boys and myself are over the moon. So here is my struggle, though. He has two kids that hate me, are so mean, and are trying everything to make us leave. My perfect fiance is my strength through all of this and keeps reminding me, in the end, it's me and him. Do I let go or do I keep fighting? I need this man, but I have no use for the disrespect of 10
Oh my God, 10 and 6, I'd whoop their ass.
Love your opinion on this. Well, yes, I am extremely grateful that Brielle and Ariana loved me. Pretty much from day one. They were so sweet, so kind.
They didn't have a fucking choice.
But they did. You know, like, they're their own people. They don't have to.
Yeah, but they're not going to disrespect you.
Of course.
That's not going to happen.
Right.
And I think it's your partner's, your fiance's job to handle this for you. I don't think you should handle it because then it will make the kids hate you even more. But Brielle was 14, which is a tough age. And Ariana was 9. Ariana was in love with Croy. Like, she thought he was the hottest thing she's ever seen. My girls are very easy moving, though, you know? But maybe these kids feel like, I don't know if they know what, if it was their mom that he was just married to that there was infidelity with, but maybe they know that how much it hurt their dad and they don't want to see that happen again. There could be several different reasons why they're treating you this way, but it's something he needs to deal
with. I don't feel like there's reasons. I feel like any reason would be an excuse. There is no reason.
Well, they're kids. They don't know what they're feeling. It can't be an excuse. They're not making up an excuse. They're 6 and 10.
Well, yeah. So there is an underlying reason why their behavior, like you're saying, is happening. But
you just got to figure out why, or yeah. Slap the shit out of them. Just kidding.
A couple things. Definitely, your fiance should be having conversations that this is completely unacceptable. There should be discipline in place for that type of behavior. I don't care if it's you or a teacher or somebody, just a random stranger. We treat everybody with respect. There's absolutely no reason to disrespect somebody, no matter how frustrated or upset or irritated you may be about a situation. You don't go about disrespecting somebody. That doesn't mean that they have to like you or maybe interact with you or ask for your advice or do those things, but they definitely have to be respectful to you. And I think in this situation, once that's curbed, the disrespectfulness, then at that point, it's your responsibility as the adult to approach them in a way that is going to facilitate a nurturing relationship. And that's for you to be kind, to give them their space, to not kind of press upon them like, oh, I have to be your stepmom. Absolutely not. You want to encourage them, support them, interact when they want to interact. You could be very kind and thoughtful and just give them little notes in the morning saying, I hope you have a great day. Those acts of kindness and kind of extending hand out to say, hey, look, I'm here. I want to be a part of your life. I want to be a figure in your life where you can get advice from me.
You can't be an ass kisser, though, because kids are not stupid.
No, it's not about, it's not about ass kissing. It's simply giving them the information that you are here to be a support figure for them, and that, but I'm an adult. I will be a voice of guidance for you. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to be a pushover. All those types of things need to be established, and those boundaries have to be set. So right now you're really lacking boundaries, and those boundaries have to be facilitated with the help of your fiance, because ultimately he's the one that has a little bit more pull because he is their biological father. But
it can really ruin relationships.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it ruins relationships every single day. So I think that there needs to be some definite boundaries established by the dad for sure.
Right.
And then I think if you don't see the change in him helping you do that, I know he keeps saying in the end, it's just going to be us. Well, honey, once a parent, always a parent. Like, just because they're 18 doesn't mean they go away. So I think that needs to be pretty much nipped in the butt. I feel like they're young enough to where it could be.
Yeah, for sure. And
who knows what the actual mom is telling them. Is the mom talking shit?
Yeah, you know, I don't know either. That could be
a big
thing.
No-no.
Ultimately, too, there's a lot of analogies that your husband can use and compare you to. I have a lot of people that were extremely influential in my life that were not my parents, that I fully respected, and that I would have, had they given me like I don't know, discipline because I had to stay with them for a week, I would have totally listened to them because they had my best interest at heart. That's coaches, that's youth pastors, that's all different types of people that were in my life that gave me guidance, and you can be that guiding light in their life and say, and that's his responsibility to establish that type of view in their eyes of you and say, you know, she is here. She's has great wisdom. She has great knowledge. She can be very nurturing. She can be very supportive. You know, she can be a great asset in your life. Accept that and be grateful that you have this in your life versus taking advantage of it and completely disrespecting it. So all those conversations your husband can have with his children. And ultimately, look, if you want to be a jerk, then you're not getting video games, you're not getting sports after school, you're getting double the chores. We're going to have some serious conversations around here. That would be my approach.
I agree. Hopefully that answers your question. Feel free to email me more details. Is the ex a bitch? Tell me. Is she talking shit? Give me the scoop on that.
Oh,
okay.
Man. Friendship breakups. We get a lot of emails.
Corey's talking like he is doing all of the work today, which is great. Keep it up. Go.
I'm helping you out. I know you got this little...
No, it's fine.
Keep hearing that over there.
Is that funny?
It is. No, it's not funny. It's terrible, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we got a lot of emails like this one. Friendship breakups. I think pretty much 90% of the world has been there, where people come and go for a rhyme or a reason, and I'm guessing that's what this one is, but we'll get there.
Anyways...
Any advice you may have about
it says how, to Kim, I'm reading it.
Yeah. Oh, you want to? Go for it.
Yeah. Why would I not read it? It says Kim.
Okay.
Fucking with you. Any advice on how you want to maintain and make your friendships last? Do you have any advice? In college, this lady had a best friend. She was her soul sister. We were like twins, she says. 85 to 90% of her memories in college were made with this person. A month after graduation, she told me she no longer wanted to be my friend. Mind you, she told me this on the weekend of my birthday. What an asshole. Through a text, and I was completely heartbroken. It's been over a year now, and I have an urge to reach out and ask her to lunch. She has texted me to wish me happy birthday and a few other times. I'm confused. I love hard, I value friendships, and I miss this person. I understand people do grow apart, but can you make it work? Should I try? ? Kim, what are your thoughts on this?
I don't feel like we have the full story. That's
enough for me to know that she's an asshole. And how do you... Okay, so there's nothing that triggered
There has to be something.
A month... Well, so they're no longer in school together every day. Okay. They graduated. So right. She goes back to Texas or wherever, and this lady goes back to Washington, whatever. Maybe they're not in the same state anymore.
But
so
you went out of your way to send a text to say, I don't want to be your friend anymore.
So maybe...
That's weird.
Maybe she slept with her boyfriend or something.
something sketch there, because typically, like, if that was the case, you're at college and then you guys go your separate ways, maybe right. you're in different states, you end up growing apart, but you don't intentionally reach out and send a text message saying, I don't want to be your friend anymore, and then not hear from them. There has to be something. Maybe did you do something in secret and they found out about it and they don't want to approach that situation, so they're just going to ignore it? Like, did you, like Kim said, sleep with their boyfriend? Or
here's the thing, you can't control other people
scrub
either,
the
right?
With
so
their
this
toothbrush.
Is the thing. I'm like you, you know, I definitely, like, I have the same friends for years and years and years. But I definitely think
there's got to be a reason.
Yeah, there's something. First of all, the weekend of your birthday is kind of rude. So I'm feeling maybe somebody told her something that you're not aware of. Maybe she thinks you did something. Did you fucking do something? I think there's something that made her do that. I don't feel like you spend 4 years with somebody, 90% of your memories were made together, and then just after graduation, she's not your friend anymore. And to feel the need to say that, like, you just wouldn't respond as much. Like, you just naturally grow apart. It happens
right.
every day.
Yeah, she gets busy, gets a boyfriend, gets a job.
But go, I think that you should reach out to her if you're this upset about it. And it bothers you and it's on your mind, you know, then I would reach out. What do you have to lose? You're not friends with her anyway right now. So, like, you probably will never get back to where you were, not to burst your bubble, but you probably, you won't fully trust her again because she can do this shit again in a year or two. But I would ask her, like, hey, this has really been weighing heavy on me because of COVID. I've had ample, you know, plenty of time to sit around my house and think. And I'm just wondering, like, what made you not want to be friends with me anymore? We spent all this time together, blah, 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 blah. Did I, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I,
like,
valued the relationship.
Yes,
I valued your
I
advice.
You.
I valued, yeah.
You have nothing to lose by sending a text.
Or even an email.
Or an email. I wouldn't call because I don't like that shit anyway. I'd rather,
I would,
like,
ask if they, you know, send an email of your concerns. Like, I don't understand what happened. I don't, you know, exactly what Kim said. And then say, hey, I would love to chat with you on the phone about this. If you would like to, or respond back to the email, however you want to do, or however you want to communicate back with me. But ultimately, I would love to figure out why. I mean, something happened.
Something definitely happened. I was friends with this person on and off for many years. They just kept fucking me over. Like, they hit on my boyfriend one time. They just were talking shit about me. So I stopped talking to this person after like 10 years. And our kids are still in touch or whatever. And it's just kind of funny. I just saw a video recently of her, and there's not one bone in my body that misses that crazy bitch.
Yeah.
So I, for you to feel this way towards or about somebody, and she just kind of went off on her merry way, I feel like she owes you somewhat of an explanation or to clear the air somehow, some way. I think she thinks you did something. That's my gut.
So if you have some more information out there who wrote this email, maybe you're not,
I'm like,
us
out the there. We want advice from strangers.
No, maybe you're not telling us the full story. Maybe you did something which triggered her to be like, I don't want this anymore. You got to give us the full details if you want our full advice.
Did you guys have plans the weekend that she told you that she didn't want to be friends with you anymore? And she sent it before you guys had plans, or what? I need to know what that weekend was like.
Yeah.
And what happened? And then also, where does she live? I know where you live, but where does she live? Did she move back to California or whatever? And then, but she did say that she's, you know, texted her a couple other times and has wished her a happy birthday. She said she asked her to lunch, so she's got to live in the same state. That's fucking weird. So you graduated, went to college together, graduated, moved back to maybe the same town.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or close to each other.
Something's off. Let us know. At this moment, though, you should communicate everything with her and figure it out. Unless you've done something, then you might owe her an apology. I don't know.
I'm not saying sorry for shit. It's been too long for her. If she did something, just move on. That's my recommendation. Just forget it and just move on. And there's a lot of friends. I know friends are hard to come by. You know, they really are in this day and age. I feel like friends are definitely hard to come by. And so it's hard when you have that person in your life that you talk to and spend every day with, and then they're no longer there.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of like weird. Like, there with no explanation, I think I would probably be a little curious as to what happened. Okay, give us some more scoop. Okay, you guys, if you want our opinion or our thoughts on what you've gone through or are going through, you can email us at houseofkim@kimzolciak.com, or you can call us at 323-213-8100. and or text us. The emails are really good. I prefer the emails only because we can bring them up here and read them out loud and all that stuff. Or I guess we could play our recordings too.
Yeah. We have a couple coming up this week, I think, that we'll have recordings that are juicy. And then we had one a couple weeks ago we're going to have an update on.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. We have the update coming up on the lady that was going to trick her husband into having another baby. Up next week, you guys. Have an awesome week. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of Safe Space.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.